Blog Talk Radio.
Let this voice be heard across that land, spreading the message of love. We know what the past has been, not what the future holds. We trust God will see, He'll see us through. United we stand, but divided we fall. Diversity, our common ground. Zambia, the land we love, the very reason we sing this song. Zambia, the land of peace and hope. Reach out and touch someone else's life and make that nation a better place for you and I. Won't you sow the seed of hope in other people's hearts and help their dreams turn into reality? Countless trials and shame laying your life ahead, yet one day we shall overcome. Zambia, the land we love, the only reason we sing this song. Zambia, the land of peace and hope.
Good morning. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio, 2nd April 2016. Time is flying like nobody's business. We do thank you for joining us from wherever you are listening to us. It's 1700 hours Zambia. It's 4 p.m. GMT, and I believe it's 11 p.m. in Western Southern, somewhere there in Perth, Australia. It's a busy, full of the day. We're getting ready to be joined here by former Vice President Lupando Mwape, who's going to be discussing with us his political career. Most of us didn't know much or anything about him until when President Mwanawasa appointed him as Vice President of Zambia. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Some other things that I'd like to mention to some people, please. If you'd like to promote a product, your business, political parties, whatever you are doing, if it's business-oriented marketing, you want to market it, you can get in touch with us. Just go to Zambia Block Talk Radio, or you can get in touch with Roger Charlie on Facebook or myself, Nathan Nkama, and we can make arrangements. The program that you just listened to, which was taken over by the UPN, our colleagues from the UPND, people, was a sponsored program and they paid for it. Okay, so cast all your imaginations about this being a PF or a UPND platform. It's not. I don't even know why I'm saying that, because I'm one person who probably doesn't really care what people think, but since we are trying to be a community platform here, we need to explain to people what is going on here and what is happening. And as we get ready to go to Lusaka and talk to Honorable Lupando, Titus, good morning.
Good morning.
Titus, how are you, my friend? How are you?
I'm good. Just listening to the different people bringing good news.
Yes. We are moving right along. We have a very few weeks remaining here before we get into the election time, and we're waiting. Dr. Kalonde, good morning.
Good morning. It's good that at least you're bringing up people that can tell us what is happening back home and what they are doing in their parties. I like it.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Let me ask you this before Valukamo comes on. Did you ever interact with him in your days of being in the political arena in Zambia?
No, actually, by that time, he was not in the political arena very much. He wasn't.
Okay.
When MMD was starting, some people were not there. So at least I don't remember interacting with him at all. Yeah, I interacted with his employer as one of the campaign members for Mwanawasa. That one I interacted with him, and Mwanawasa invited him when he became vice president to come to my school. He came to visit my school and those such things, yes.
Okay, okay. Interesting. Okay, we are getting ready here to connect him, and let's see what he has to say or share with us, because I have a lot of questions to ask him. Because like I'm saying, we basically got to know about him when President Mwanawasa appointed him as a vice president. So he has a lot of things to share with us, and let's see how that is going to go. Let me say hello here to my other colleagues. Kelvin, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
I'm good.
We're waiting for you guys to bring your PS leaders so that they can argue their case here.
Sorry, you faded off there. I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry, I'm saying I'm waiting on you guys to bring your PF leadership so that they can share their program and argue their management style here.
Okay, sounds good.
You don't want to say much. Muzala, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. What is going on in Canada?
It's beginning to get warm.
Amazingly, one thing I noticed that generally North America didn't, some parts of the country didn't experience the blizzards or things like that, that were the severe winter that we are normally used to.
No, yeah, that didn't happen. Especially if you compare from last year, we had one very big snowfall. And then just when spring was about to start, we had a freeze.
Okay.
We had a freeze, like some people lost power, trees were falling, which was a bit unusual. Other than that, I think it's back to normal.
Okay. Yeah, and I think I'm beginning to think that this is really going to be a very severe, summer or something like that. The temperatures may be, anyway, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see what is going to happen here. The new prime minister, how is he doing?
Oh, I'm not a fan. But I think it's okay.
That's what I want. That's exactly what I want to hear. Why? He seems to be. His father was prime minister before, isn't it?
Yes, he was.
What I do, I don't know.
I'm not one for liberal policies, right? This their first budget. Listen to this. Their first budget has a $29 billion deficit.
Oh wow!
Their first budget. And it's projected to be the same next year. So, I don't know. You know? And then one of his campaign promises was, anyway, to legalize marijuana, which, again, I'm not a fan
really?
Of. So these are things like, you know. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And I'm sure in a few years, we're gonna get fiscally conservative government in and restore the order again, and then I'm sure after a few years it will go back and it will continue going the way it does all the time. But I'm not a fan of the guy, so.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
You see, one of the things that really bothers me is that maybe I can throw this Kalonde. Why do we find it so difficult to be fiscal? We are not so conservative in our spending back. Let's just say Zambia in general and in Africa in general. We have all these big, you know, we hire people anyhow. In Zambia, we have a situation of departments or certain ministers with four deputy ministers. I mean, I don't know. What's wrong with that picture? What's our problem, Kanshi? Huh? Dr. Kalonde?
Sorry, I was muted. Sorry.
That's okay.
To be honest with you, I don't have the right answer for the question, and the first part of the question missed me, actually. My daughter was talking to me about Ben Sanders' campaign rally in Bozeman, so she wants me to take her there. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, what is it? I mean, how do kids get attracted to this old man? What is it? That's a very rare...
My daughter is killing me over that, telling you. I don't know what she's looking at. And she loves him. She gets excited. And so she came running upstairs. Dad, there's Ben Sanders. Larry, take me. So that's what I was listening to. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So we are going to a Ben Sanders rally.
I'm going to drop my daughter, not me.
No, you need to go and sit in that rally. Everybody, we are waiting for Honorable Lupando Mape to be connected. We seem to be having problems with the phone lines. My contacts here, I'm going to call your names. I'm sorry, Bo Glenda, if you are listening, and Mulemu, my sister, if you can inbox me an alternative number for Honorable Lupando, call the 971 number and 969, we are not getting through. So please help me with another number. If you are listening, you can just send it to me on the inbox on Facebook, or you can text it to me. We've already lost 13 minutes here, and I've got a lot of questions to ask him. Lakalonde kavye nse kurari. Don't. What?
I'm a really, really Hillary supporter, so it's quite difficult.
Oh, yeah, Hillary supporter. Okay. I hear you.
It's for me.
Your opposition and the.
You
are listening to what the opposition has to say.
And so then you can for me to go there. Mm.
Okay, Dr. Musanje, good morning.
Good morning. We are now two, me and the Bakalonde. We are two supporters for Hillary.
Thank you, Musanje.
Yeah, you see, that is what we need to practice in Zambia too.
Okay, that's good. Okay, let me hear. Vakasonso is supporting. Vakasonso, who are you supporting? Are you going to a Benny Sanders rally?
No. Actually, my young brother in Florida just told me that Ben Sanders came from assisted living to go to the campaign rally. It's too odd. Gero Yabamdala is an encyclopedia. It's not the issue. So that's where all the votes must go. Gero Yabamdala is here with.
Oh, really?
No, Vakason, so very explicit in my support.
Gero Yabamdala. But if I get a medicine,
Nah?
Gero Yabamdala. If I get a medicine,
Hold on. Let me just inform our esteemed listeners that we are waiting on the connecting Dr. Honorable Upando. We seem to be having problems with his. It's funny that when you talk to people during the week, you just easily connect to them. And when it comes to show time, we seem to be facing these challenges. But 40 minutes should be a good time for us to have a discussion. I may not allow you to ask any questions that you might have. I may just have a conversation. I think that would be the difficult part.
So that's what is happening.
Okay. All right.
I think someone is watching TV.
Okay. No. Hello?
Nathan, are you on?
Yes, I'm on. I'm sorry. My guest called me. She says, wait. I'm like, we are trying to call you. Oh, my goodness me. Okay. That's what happens when we trying to do this. You were saying your politics are what? Let me go back to Mr. Kasson.
My politics are such that in every contest I have, the person I'm rooting for example, in the Republican Party, I think Donald Trump's program is constructive, in my view. And in the Democracy, Hillary Clinton is good, in my view. In the general election, I would put money on the girl, Hillary Clinton. I believe that she has an understanding of the issues properly. But in the Republican Party, I'd rather the man with $1 billion win, because he is, you know, I've been young, now I am old. I have never seen a stupid man make that kind of money. So I think that he has got something that is causing people to chase him around. And he doesn't even have proper competition. That Ted Cruz is just a maniac to me. He doesn't have anything to offer. That Bali from Ohio he wants us to give him benevolent dictatorship, you know, in America in the 21st century, where you don't win anything, but you want to be running. So, but at the end of the day, I'm going to cast a vote for Hillary.
You know that Donald Trump has got 75% unfavorable rating amongst women. It doesn't matter black, white, or Republican or what. So, it's anyway. Okay, our guest says he's waiting. We are trying to call you, Dr. Honorable Upando, but we cannot get through to the number. That's what we are trying to do here. We have a lot of things to talk about. A lot of people say they have a lot of questions to ask. And I hope we can get to those issues before our time runs out here. We have 40 minutes to go. And I hope we can manage to get to him right now. Like my colleague on the previous segment had what I call a UPND time. Although that program was sponsored by Good Governance Initiative. Interesting. I like that. I put the comment to them and said, so typically you are telling me that you are like a super PAC. And they said, yes, it is good. People are going to set up groups and support a candidate of their choice. Go ahead, Mr.
People can do that. But I think we still have a bit of a long way to go where people are going to be very comfortable with who they are supporting, right? For me, really, I left the idea of supporting individuals a long time ago. I'm more an ideology person, and I have certain things I believe in, and a political party or a candidate has to believe in those things for me to get my for them to get my support. If they don't, maybe if you have no choice, you see what I mean? And that's why, for example, I'm not very critical of PF. The reason I'm not very critical of PF is that I knew exactly what was going to happen if they won. And you don't have to be a genius. I was extremely disappointed, for example, when President Mwanawasa appointed Mr. Banda as vice president, and I was also not very happy when he was president. Not because he's a bad person, but because I believed he's socialist. And so are people like, I can tell you this now, because when the MMD lost power and he resigned and Nevas Mumba won, what I did was I picked up the phone and called Zambia to the people that I thought had a say, at least in the MMD, and asked what happened, why they let Nevas Mumba win, right? So, but you see, the thing is that most people, they just said, oh, you know what,
Hold on, Musala, hold on. Chairman, are we on? No. Okay, I think Roger is still trying to connect.
So in a way, what's happening now also is good, because what has happened is that I'm not completely surprised by the way alliances have been created, right? You are seeing alliances being created based on, to a certain degree, ideology, right? Not some people would say it's opportunistic, but I don't think it is. It's more like ideology. And so basically, and I hope it solidifies like that. And it might work well for Zambia in the long run, right? And when people defect to support political parties, you should defect based purely on ideology. And that's why you are going to stop attacking people individually at a personal level if you believe in ideology.
Yeah, okay. You see, let me tell you this. Okay, we have a terrible technical problem. The guest can hear us, but we cannot hear him. That's a problem we are facing right here. Musaba, I gave up. Bamlemo, if you can provide me with a land phone, if he has a land phone, I should have probably made that arrangement about the land phone, but he told me that the cell phones will work just fine. I gave up on partisan politics just right on Chiluba himself, okay? And the reason I did that is that this is my position, okay? Like I said earlier on the segment, okay? And I keep saying this, okay? I mean, whether those listening, whether you don't like it or you like it, that's fine. I personally don't really have trouble. I don't have this thing of trying to explain myself away to people. I don't. I'm not that person, Musaba. I don't feel that responsibility to do that, because where I stand on that, you see, that's why I do not. A lot of people are getting surprised. Oh, you are a pastor, but you don't agree with the building of a tabernacle, prayer tabernacle in Zambia. Here is the reason I don't. What I cannot stand is a person who uses something deceitfully, especially religion. If you do that, don't do that. And you see, that's a problem I had in about Chiluba. He used this Christianity for wrong reasons. I'm sorry to say that for those who are listening, who are fans of Bache. From that point, Musaba,
I vowed not to do partisan politics. That's what happened to me. So those of you who think because of what we did earlier in the show by having a, what is this, good governance initiative, do what they did, and you are saying you were a UPND, trust me. Me, I don't care. I don't have a problem. I do not feel obligated to explain myself to anybody where I stand. You can believe me, you cannot believe me. I do not care. Okay? When I tell you this is what is happening and you don't believe me, that's your problem. Because here is the problem that we have in our country. We are used to being lied to. So, that's what we prefer, Musala. We struggle with that. You see where I stand? So when people say, Bazambia Block Talk Radio, what? Trust me, hear me today. With Hassan, you are wasting your time. I'm just telling you today, hear me. You are wasting your time. Because me, I don't do...
Can I say something, Nathan?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Kalande. You see, it is very disingenuous for people to accuse you or to accuse the radio station that you guys host on that you are UPND by having UPND coming on the radio. And they expound on what they are doing and what they're planning to do. And the people who are it is a forum where people should come and discuss what they're doing. And it's a forum where people should share what other parties are also doing. And you have opened up the doors to any other party or any other group of people to pay and provide information about their party. Now, this is what has happened in Zambia. Why I say it's very disingenuous is the issue of ZNBC and all other public radio, television, and the newspapers. They've totally blacked out the opposition. And these same people that are complaining about you giving audience to these other parties, they have never complained to say, how come PF is not giving UPND or FDD, they're not giving them audience or they're not giving them time on the radio. You know, it is just logical that people should understand that, you know, you as a station, you want to raise money for you to survive, and at the same time, you want to give platform to every other person that is running in politics in Zambia. So I think what you're doing is excellent and should continue doing that. That way, we hear from both sides, not hearing only from one side. It doesn't work that way. That's not how politics are run. That's not how radio stations are run. They are run on if that is there for profit, but you are not for profit, but at the same time, you also need to survive, you also need to do your job, you also need to, the time you are spending on doing this needs to be remunerated and all such things. So people should
that,
just...
They are bills to be paid and...
Well said, Makalonde. Let's see if Mr. Mwape will be able... his line is cutting, but we'll try. Mr. Mwape, good afternoon. Good evening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. And
thank you so much. Yes,
no,
Nathan.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, we are okay. Thank you. Nathan, please take over.
Honorable Mwape, welcome. We're sorry for the challenge of the connection.
In Africa.
Okay, we have 30 minutes. Let's see what we can put into 30 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Honorable Pando Mwape, former Vice President, Transport and Communication Minister, Lukasha Member of Parliament. I can go on. Let me begin by saying this, Honorable Mwape. Before being appointed the Vice President, the nation barely heard or knew much about you. And you are an aeronautical, I hope I'll pronounce this properly, my Copper Belt accent. You are an aeronautical engineer by qualification, a member of the Engineering Institute of Zambia, aircraft maintenance engineer license. Please tell us briefly about your career before joining politics.
My brother, thank you very much for the chance to speak to the Zambians in America and the American people. Correct, as you put it, I'm My name's Lupando Augustine Festus Mwape Katoloshi. I normally carry that name for political reasons, because it's a nickname that was for my late father. My career started in 1974 when I took up a military assignment, and that saw me into Europe for studies. I was in a military academy for 4 years, retained with a degree in aeronautical electrical sciences and technology. When I retained, I only worked for about a year, and I moved into the civil service as a lecturer at the Zambia Institute of Technology to teach electro sciences and electronics there. For 2.5 years, I was elevated to become an aircraft inspector in the Department of Civil Aviation and under the Minister of Power, Transport and Communications. I worked there for 4 years, elevated to become senior inspector of colleges for technology in the country for both government and private institutions. 4 years later, I was elevated again to principal inspector of technology in the country until 1999, when the Department of Technical Education and Vocational Training was transformed into DEVETA, that is the Technical Education and Vocational Training Entrepreneurship Authority. So it was changed from a government department into a quasi-government institution. I left to join the politics in 2000. I was elected in a by-election on 26th September and became Member of Parliament for Lukasha constituents. Months later, in 2001, on the 9th of May 2001, I was appointed first time Minister for Communications and Transport in the Republic, and worked until 2004, when I was posted to be provincial minister for my region, Northern Province. 3 months and 19 days, I was elevated to be the Republican vice president. Okay. Unfortunately, the election, I could not be nominated to go and serve in the National Assembly. So I was assigned a diplomatic post to go and serve in the People's Republic of China. Along with, I also served as a non-resident ambassador to 9 other diplomatic stations, which were the Kingdom of Thailand, Kingdom of Cambodia, Laos Democratic People's Republic, Republic of Vietnam, Republic of Mongolia, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and I did not present my credentials to 2 other republics, that is the Afghanistan Republic and the Pakistan Republic. These are the stations which were assigned to me. In a nutshell, that's my background.
Okay, that's a good, detailed background you've given. My question to you is, your area of qualification, Honorable Lupando, there is a great need for that in our country. And I'm sure, I don't know how many others have got your qualifications or how many people we have. My question to you is that, why politics? Why politics?
I'm grateful. Why politics? It's a citizenry responsibility for all of us Zambians to consider offering a service after you have had a professional track and you feel that there's a need, you're still energetic enough to offer your service in a different field. And coming from a royal family, that tells you that by blood, I was born in the leadership family. And so when I rested as a civil servant, people saw that my background was that of a political family. Most of the people that brought me up, the uncles, because I lost my father at a tender age, were all resound political animals, so to speak. From the days of freedom struggle up to the time when we had a multi-party system, that's immediately after the independence, we walked through up to the time we changed from multi-party system to one-party state in 1973. From 1973, my family members were in politics, so I was motivated in a nutshell by my uncles that took turns in looking after me after the demise of my father.
Okay.
You were in the party MMD and you served at a very high profile in that political party. What has gone wrong with the MMD in your opinion? And you've switched from MMD to UPND. Can you please address what you think has gone wrong in the MMD?
Thank you very much for that question. It's a very important question for me to share with the rest of the world. Basically, I'm a very steadfast politician. I don't want to move from one party to the other. Like I announced on 19th of January, when I was moving from MMD to the United Party for National Development Party, I felt possibly that the nation should know what sort of a person I've been in politics. My first political card was bought in October 1961. That was under UNIT. I was at tender age. That was about 10 years. And from 1961, the second political party card was bought on 28th April 1991. See, from 1961 to 1991, I remained in MMD from 1991, 28th April, up until 19th January 2016. Now the question is, why did I have to take such a decision? The answer is, when I joined the MMD, it was being run by very democratic brothers and sisters or democratic forces in the country who believed in a genuine transformation of a one-party state into a democratic dispensation. There were issues where we allowed people to insult a president without threatening them, without harassing them, and until after the second Republican president in the Democratic dispensation by the name of Dr. Lev Patrick Manawasa, the situation under multi-party system worked very well. Unfortunately, after the death of Lev Patrick Manawasa, the situation tended to be turning from being democratic to being monocratic. The man that took over came from the background of a UNEP. He never was a member of the movement for multi-party democracy. He was brought in by the
late
president for convenience. Those of us who were insiders knew why he was brought. And when he came, he was not very comfortable to work with those that he perceived to be strong members of the movement for multi-party democracy. So I was one of the sacrificed, persons. I was a victim. From 2010, when I returned from the diplomatic service, I was not given a chance even to talk to any of them. It's like I was a leper in that party. By 2011 elections, I sent a warning to say, be careful, MMD will be no more. From this time on, from this election, MMD will be gone because it has been taken over by people that are not genuine MMD members. And that's what has happened. From 2011 until today, MMD is a sorry sight. It's a political sorry sight. It has been battered. It has been destroyed. I don't see its hope. So I realized we needed to look at a way forward. How best can we realign our political dispensation? Can we realign our political direction? I also realized another thing. That the country as at today has been divided into two dominant political regions.
Party.
I see a development or a rising of southwest region and the rising of the northeast region in the country, which is not in the best interest of political governance in Africa. As a result of these two dominant political regions, I see an ugly animal coming up of regionalism and at lower level, tribalism. I told the nation, we need to get away from this. If we don't do it now, we might drag ourselves into a situation where we shall find ourselves at each other's throats, like the case is in Rwanda, like the case is in Angola, like the case is in Uganda, like the case is in Southern Sudan. It is all over Africa. it's all the wars of Africa is all about tribal conflict. That is that's not what I would want to be part of. That's the reason why I said I would rather I look at a party which is actually now becoming a force, and which is a force right now. So I looked at the Patriotic Front. Is a party in distinction. The leadership of PF has no vision, has no focus for the for democratic dispensation of our country. I see a situation where PF will be the shortest-lived political party in our country. Come this election, come 2016 election, I see a situation of a stronger United Party for National Development coming stronger and stronger and take over the reins of power by 11 August 2016. So I had to align myself for, in the best interest of the nation. It's not just a question of becoming a member of parliament. It's not enough for me to become a minister. It's not enough for me to be a political leader without looking at the question of unity of purpose, national unity that would enhance peace in the nation, that would enhance national salvation. Our economy is on its knees. Our political behavior is just begging for salvation, begging for salvation. All these are questions that were running in my head, and I felt very strong that the only way is for those from the Northeast to let them to forge a common front with the Southwest group so that the people of Zambia can see that there's no need for this division that has been artificially created by we political leaders. Narrow-minded political leaders. I don't want to be part of the narrow-minded political leaders in this nation. I want to be part of the unifying forces of the country.
Okay. Honorable Pando, two more questions before I allow my colleagues to ask their questions because of time. From what I've heard from your explanation,
yes,
you are basically saying that
yes,
the downward spiral of MMD started going down during RB's reign. And the other thing I want you to address is,
so,
why didn't you stay in MMD and help rebuild the party?
I'm grateful for the question. My brother, you stay, if you are the landlord and the tenants come to become very hostile, they are threatening your life, the best you do is either you sell that house off and you go and settle elsewhere because it is becoming unbearable. It is becoming unwelcoming. MMD was no longer my house because those who used power, those who controlled state machinery, had everything to threaten me with, had everything to oppress me with, had everything to humiliate me with. How can I continue to live in a party which I helped to be found, only to be humiliated by people that were in fact against the formation of that party? Those were the questions. So I did not move out of expedience. I moved on principle that the people that came to take over MMD were people that were not part of the foundation of MMD. And because of the political expedience that they possess, they wanted now to use state machinery to eliminate all of us that were part of the foundation so that they can now weaken the party and be calling the shots by themselves. I think that was the principal reason why I decided to move away and said, let me stand by. From as far back as 2010, I was not in active politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you may follow my track very well, 2011, I offered to stand as an independent because the man that took over had given false impression to my chiefs, to the people of my former constituents, that I was going to be adopted. On the 11th hour, he picks a different person, and he alienated himself from the people. Hence, it's a defeat. I went public on the Radio Mano in Kasama. I indicated to them to say, this is what it means when you have inconsistency in the leadership, when you have got an inconsistent leader at the helm of the party.
Okay, good. Let me ask you my final question. You have talked about the politics of
tribal politics and everything. You know, it's interesting that somebody sent me something and said, please ask this question, okay? UPND has been labeled a tribal party, and somebody said to me, Balupando, GBM, are all being used by HH to make, to make inroads into Northern Province. How do you respond to that?
Those who are using personalities or personality language are not political. We members of a traditional adage, Akoni kekala umutika katemeno. A bird will sit on where it feels very, on a branch it feels very comfortable and secure with. Why should I stay in a party where I've not been invited to be in the first place?
Mm.
Those who have said that, whoever invited me to join the Patriotic Front, even if they did, was I conformed with their policies, with their political maneuvers? The answer is no. And each time somebody makes a decision to join the movement, I mean, for United Party for National Development, they tend to run quickly and say, negative, it's not a political factor, it's poor, it's a poor man. Now, when was PF a very rich party? Because PF was founded on the premises of Party for the Poor. It was a pro-poor party. Now it has become a pro-rich party. Poor men, poor women are not being catered for. What they condemned under MMD prior to 2011 election, that the cost of our staple food, the mealy meal, which was at 48 kwacha breakfast meal and 35 kwacha roller meal, has today skyrocketed from 48 kwacha to 130 kwacha. There's no sign that the prices are going to go down. When they were fighting to take over government, the exchange rate of our local tender was at 5 kwacha, 16 ngwe. Today, as I'm talking to you, it is at 11 kwacha, 13 ngwe, almost doubled. More than doubled.
Mm.
Today, as I'm talking to you, the inflation rate in Zambia, which we had managed to bring from around 20% to 7, somewhere there, and stabilize it around there, it has shot back to 23%. Now, the interest rates or the borrowing, the lending rates in the banks has shot from somewhere around about 13, 14 to now 40%. What business can you do in such kind of environment? I am an engineer, I'm not an economist. But surely, even if you have done engineering economics, just to understand how you are going to use or exploit the engineering materials, you can clearly see that somehow, there is no control, there is no effective management of our economy. And this is the force which would want us to say they are doing very well. For your information, when you hear of road infrastructure being very massively worked on by the current administration, this is a program which I laid down once when I was a Republican vice president. They just came to fall in my own track, in my own way. And this thing did not just come by accident. Way back in 2004, I attended Smart Partners conference in London. It was a brainstorming conference. I strongly condemned the use of humanitarian gesture as a way of trying to develop or revamp our economies. I found that was an instrument for perpetuating colonialism in Africa. And I said the best way to get out of this is for Africa to come to terms with reality and start working on its economic infrastructure. And I gave them the steps in which infrastructure could help revamp the economies of the emerging world, Africa, as an example. And I did indicate that poverty alleviation or poverty eradication was in the fourth slot, in the fourth layer. Therefore, those who were telling us that we are going to give you so much maize so that you can eradicate poverty. We are actually playing with the semantics of economics.
Excellent. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio.
Yes,
our special feature guest today is Honorable Opando Mwape, former vice president. And coming up on top of the hour, Voices of Anakazi is back with Yareka Muhango. She's no longer on the West Coast. She's in the East. So please call back in when we end this. Let me take one question. We've only got 9 minutes here remaining. Let's go to Canada. Musaba, please go ahead.
Honorable Lupando Mwape, I like your last comments about aid and how we shouldn't actually depend on it. And as an engineer, I usually offend my lawyer and economist friends because I'm very critical that in Zambia, the bulk of the decision making is left in the hands of social scientists. When the problems that we face really are technical problems that require technical minds like yours. So what do you, what's your position in trying, for example, to try and encourage people with technical backgrounds to get into more decision-making positions?
I'm very grateful, Brother Msama, for that very, very impressive question and first analysis of what I've said. I wish to impress on you, my brother, as an engineer, that it will take you and me to sit down and reflect. It will take your mind and my mind to say that enough has been enough. It is not for the social scientists to come and answer the questions that are facing this country. It's for natural scientists like yourself and myself that's going to say, yes, this is how we are going to, we can reverse things. Because your field specialization or specialism is a logical one. You are able to know where you are starting and you are able to see where you are going to end. Therefore, when you say which is the best instrument to use for us to bring our economy back on the track, you logically are going to say we don't just need the roads alone, we need a good rail network, we need transport systems, we need energy systems, we need pipe systems, and now all these to come into the leadership, we need your mind, we need people with the know-how, people that have been initiated in logical thinking to come and reinforce those of our brothers who are in position of leadership. Because we need to think through ourselves. In short, given a chance to sit next to the president, I'll say, can you come up with advisory councils so that these advisory councils will be able to give you insights of how best each sector can be managed. That's where you, as an expert in natural sciences, I don't know the field of your specialism, whether it's IO engineering, whether it's chemical engineering, but whether in whatever field, engineering is a logical field. It's a proven, it's something that you can start and know where you're going to end, whether things are working or not working, you're able to tell it there and then. Unlike the social scientists, which today you can say, oh, things are all right, but overnight you find there are riots everywhere. So, in short, I'm inviting you. You should not give up. You should always roll your sleeves and say, I should go and work for my mother, Zambia. I should be part of the development of that country. I should be part of the legacy of Zambia that so-and-so engineers moved from the ivory towers of Canada to come and sacrifice for his own people in the developing country of Zambia. We need to roll our sleeves as a nation and think as a team.
Excellent.
I hope I've given
Excellent.
A little bit of an idea of what you should come and do.
Yes, it's clear. It's actually very clear. And you won't believe that, like most of the things you are saying, I agree with them, including the comment that you made as to when things started going down. So it's kind of impressive.
Excellent. Yeah. Yes. Honorable Pando. Yeah. Excellent. What we need to do is
In fact, my conviction, as we are talking, and the reason I wanted you to give that background about yourself, is that I recognize, just like Musala, my friend has said, that there is great need for people like yourself. And I know your qualifications, I'm sure, did work very much to your advantage when you were in transport and communication. Very, very quickly here as we wind up, I will make arrangements for Honorable Upando to come back. There's so much that I want you to discuss and talk about. I'm being mindful of time. There's another show coming up immediately after this in 4 minutes. Honorable Upando, where do you see things going for our country in view of the amended constitution?
My brother, in the first place, the amended constitution is a very important thing for the people of Zambia. I don't see it as a progressive instrument. It has answered one or two things, but it has brought a lot of discrimination. It's a discriminatory instrument in the first place. Why? Because how do you say we are only going to allow somebody who can prove that he has got a grade 12 certificate, that's the one who can give leadership, political leadership in the country. Surely, honestly, there are men and women that left school at grade 7, but they never remained at that position academically or intellectually. They kept on working. And through the experience they gained in their workstations, they graved up to the levels of gaining diplomas. Some even went up to get degrees. Some even went to get masters. Some even became PhDs. But they never showed that they had actually, grade 12 certificate. And you come and tell them, you are not ripe enough, you don't have knowledge enough to become a councillor, to become a member of parliament. Supposing, ask yourself a question, supposing this man or woman just got a grade 12 certificate with a full passage and it never did anything like that, would that person be a better instrument for development than somebody who stopped at grade 9 and maybe did 3-4 O levels and managed to enter the college, managed to enter the university, but you cannot produce a grade 12 certificate, and you tell him you are not going to be a leader? Does that make sense to you?
Well, Honorable Upando, we need to make arrangements for you to come back. I will definitely need to make arrangements for you to come back because, like I'm saying, we have a lot to talk about. Yeah, it will be great. Thank you, sir, for taking the time to talk to us. That's what Mulemo was telling me.
I wish all Zambians in America, Zambians outside America, in Canada, everywhere, I wish you well. But think of Zambia all the time. Spare time, whatever little you have, please support the United Party for National Development because it's a party in the making. It's a government in the making.
We are there, and
we shall make sure we leave no stone unturned. Please contribute immensely. I wish you well.
Are you going to stand in the next election? Are you standing in the next election?
I must stand because if I speak from outside, they will not hear my voice. But when I speak from Parliament, I think they will be able to hear my voice. So I definitely will stand. If only you can support me, I want to be in the village right now. Tell my brothers and sisters to send me whatever to mobilize me. I need your support.
That's true. Have a great weekend, everybody. Let's go back in for Voices of Anakazi.
It has been great. Please, I wish you every success in whatever you're doing. May the good Lord come and guide you and deal with you through and through. Amen.